here yesterday, or you know, or you're around the corner and you feel momentum, even though it's just one day?
Combination of all of those, perhaps. When you're on a losing streak at this critical point of the season, you know, our focus was basically just get a win. However, if it had to be 1-0, it had to be 1-0. If it had to be 9-8, well, we would not prefer that. That would be fine. So, yeah, that was the objective. We accomplished it. So it's nice to have a couple days here to mentally regroup for games. It's been a while since that's been the case.
Is there any magic formula spread about here in the first intermission last night?
No. There was not. The first period, we had some good chances. You know, we had a breakaway and a couple odd man rushes before they got the goal off the faceoff. So even though the shots weren't, we didn't give up much. I think Hartnell had one chance coming down the wing. Other than that, we kept pretty much everything to the outside. So we had a decent start, even though we were down. And so we just kept that up and were able to capitalize in the second.
I wanted to ask if you've ever been, I know you haven't been in the playoffs, but ever in a drive like this that seems familiar where you're close, you're out, you're in, you're out?
We've been in this group has been in this position for, you know, we've been hovering in this area for 5 years. I think my first year we were out in Atlanta. We were out probably 2 to 3 weeks before, but then the next year we were a point out going to the last week of the season, didn't make it. The year after, we were in really good shape early on and had a big fall January. The answer is yes, I guess I'm rambling. Myself personally, I had great runs in the minors, you know, where I went to the finals. That was a while ago now, my second year with Hamilton. But we've been in this position a couple times to answer your original question of, trying to get in down the stretch drive. It's been a very similar place for us for a few consecutive years.
Do you take anything from those times you were close, or is this just another year and you approach it differently?
I think you should. I mean, I remember a lot of those games. I remember a few years back where we were in Pittsburgh and played a great game. And if we would have won that game, it would have put us into a spot. This was actually 4 seasons ago, I think, unfortunately. But if we would have won that game, it would have put us in a spot. We gave up a late goal. It was a Tuesday. We had a late goal for them to tie it and then took a penalty within the next 30 seconds, and we lost in regulation instead of getting a point. So we went from 2 points to none in a heartbeat, went into Washington the last night and got blown out, and that was it. I could go on and on. But, you know, there's definitely things to be learned. You know, it was important for us to get out of that situation with at least a point and some momentum. Instead, we got none, and that was it. So
all of that, then, would that make you look ahead at the next two and a half weeks any differently, knowing the pain you've experienced and all the other things?
No. I mean, you know, you got the games are all going to be, for us at this point, not do or die, it's not the right word. There are going to be, though, games where if you potentially lose and someone else wins, you could possibly really put yourself behind the eight ball. Or if a bunch of teams win, you know, like last night. Mm-hmm. If we didn't win last, everybody won last night.
Right.
You know, we were home watching it, and they were clicking off one by one. You know, I mean, it was like, Jesus, you know, Islanders won, Washington won. So in a night like that where this late now, there's going to be, by the time we play, we're going to have 2 weeks left, essentially, on Tuesday. They're going to be important. They're all going to be very important games, because if you have a night where everybody wins and you lose, then you're putting yourself in a spot where you may have to win a lot of games.
Obviously, you prefer to be in a playoff spot, but is this yes, fun? You fight at this time of the year? Having been through it before?
These are exciting games to play. You know, these are the games you want to play in. Now you want to play in for as long as you can. And, you know, last week was the week where really, you know, the Carolina game here Saturday, Ranger game Monday, Islanders Tuesday, those are exciting games to be in because they're all very, very critical. So, unfortunately, we came on the wrong end of, you know, especially the Carolina and the Ranger game, games where we played pretty well. But, you know, the Carolina game, we got the door closed by a goalie who played real well. And then the Ranger game, you know, had a big swing of momentum when they scored coming off a 5-on-3. But those games we were playing hard, we poured a lot into, and just came up short. But they're intense, fun games to play, no doubt about it.
So does the team, in your opinion, need some practice now here, that there is some openings for that, or is rest still the highest priority?
I mean, both. You know, I think some practice days are not, that do not hurt. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, there's been that has been out there, like, oh, we haven't had a chance to practice. No one has. You know, I mean, just no. I haven't heard of a team having a long stretch of practice to get prepared to play us. I mean, they just haven't. You know, every team that's come in is very similar. Everyone's not skating in the morning. It's just the way this season is. So, it'll be nice to have a practice and to get prepared and everything. But as far as using that as any sort of reason for anything, no one's practicing a lot. If they are, it's a day here and there, and it's just really not a valid explanation for anything, in my opinion.
Thanks.